Praise the Lord.
It's
good to see you here today. It's very good to be here. And the other day we just started to talk about ministry. And by the way, let me say that the message of the kingdom of God has much more word than just the ministry. But since so many of you here are interested or involved in ministry, I believe the Lord would have us to talk about ministry. Now, I want to tell you what is in the Word of God. And let me say some things that I said the other day. I'll say them over again. When Jesus established the church, he set down the principles and the foundation of the way he wanted it to operate. He was the chief cornerstone. The apostles that walked with Jesus, including Paul, they also laid foundation in their teaching. But if you begin to study the history of what happened to the church before John was dead, there was Nicolaitanism already in the church. It was in Ephesus, and it was in Pergamos. And there were other things going on in the churches that were not pleasing to the Lord. And we had hardly gone another generation or two from the time of Jesus, and these things were happening. When you get to the year about 200, 230, the church already had established what we call monarchical bishops. I heard you say monarchy. You understand monarch is kings. And bishops who were ruling over the church as kings. And by the time of Constantine, which was what year was that? 320 something. Now the formation of the Roman Catholic Church. And so now begins a complete different set of traditions in the church than what Jesus laid down. And so I hear some pastors speak about, well, should we have a New Testament church or should we have a modern church? I am only interested in the Word of God. I am only interested in what God said. Because someday At the end of my day, I'm going to stand before Him. And I'm going to answer to Him on the basis of what He said in His Word. I will not have an excuse before Him to say, well, this is what everybody else was doing. So if you want to be a scholar of truth, let's look into the Word and see what the Spirit laid down in the Word of Jesus and the Apostles for the oversight of the church. Now remember, if you heard me the other day, you found out that I didn't really like the word pastor. And I'll tell you why I didn't like it. But I am not against leadership in the church. God is not against church leadership. God does not have any problem using human men as leaders in His church. But Jesus Christ wants to be the head. And He doesn't need any other heads. He needs willing servants. Amen.
Amen.
He needs people of responsibility. He needs fit men of integrity. He needs faithful men. Hallelujah. But He doesn't need any more heads. So let me turn to 1 Peter. I put some words up here on the board. Let me first explain the meaning of these words, and then we're going to go through the Bible, and I'll show you where these words appear in several passages. Okay, so we have the Bible, the New Testament, translated from Greek. For me, the Bible was translated from Greek into English. For you, it should go from Greek to Amharic. Now, at the time that the King James Bible was translated in the early
1600s,
there were certain Latin words that came into the English translation. So you might ask the question, why are Latin words being put into an English translation from Greek when we have proper English words? And you see that King James had a lot of political pressure from these committees that were translating the Bible.
እንግዲህ የዚህ የኪንግ ጀምስ ትርጓሜ ብዙ የሆነ ፖለቲካዊ ተጽዕኖ የነበረበት ነበር። የትርጉሙ ስራ በሚሰራበት ጊዜ የበላይ ተቆጣጣሪዎች የሆኑት ፖለቲካዊ ተጽዕኖ አሳድረውበት ነበር በትርጉሙ ላይ ማለት ነው።
And of course there was a lot of conflict in England at that time between the Roman Catholic and the breakaway Episcopal Church.
በኤጲስቆጶሳል ቤተክርስቲያንና በሮማ ቤተክርስቲያን ውስጥ ያን ጊዜ ደግሞ ግጭትና ተጽዕኖ ወይም እርስ በርስ ያለ ጥላቻ የነበረበት ወቅት ነበር ጊዜው ማለት ነው ያ ትርጉም ስራት ይሰራ።
And so instead of the Greek word episkopos
በግሪኩ ቃል episkopos የሚለውን ከመጠቀም አንጻር
which in English means overseer
overseer የሚለውን የእንግሊዘኛ ትርጉም እናገኛለን ማለት ነው።
A one who takes oversight over the church.
ቤተክርስቲያንን አንድ ሰው በበላይ የሚመለከትበትና የሚያይበት ሁኔታ ማለት ነው።
Now this word is in no way implying that he becomes the boss.
ይሄ ቃል በፍጹም ጌትነትን ወይ ደግሞ አለቅነትን የሚያሳይ የትርጉም እንትን የለው የትርጉም ስራ የለው አይተረጉምልንም አለቅነትን ወይ ጌትነት የሚለው ማለት ነው።
It means he takes responsibility.
ይሄ ማለት ኃላፊነትን መውሰድ የሚለውን ግን ያሳየናል።
It's kind of a job description.
ይሄ የስራን ድርሻ ነው የሚያሳየን።
But you see the Latin word bishop
የላቲኑ ቃል ቢሾፕ የሚለው ቃል ግን
implies that the man has a title and he has an office.
ጳጳስ የሚለው የላቲኑ ቃል ግን ወይም የስልጣን ቃል ስምና የቢሮን ሁኔታ ደግሞ ያሳያል ማለት ነው።
Not any title but a title in which he is superior to others.
የርዕሱ ወይም ደግሞ የስልጣኑ ስም የሚያሳየን በሌሎች ላይ ጌታ ወይም ደግሞ ከሌሎች የሚበልጥ አለቅነትን ያለበትን
Many times Jesus used this word diakono.
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ለብዙ ጊዜ ይሄንን ዲያቆኖ የሚለውን ቃል ተጠቅሟል።
Many times the apostles referred to themselves as the diakono of Christ.
ብዙ ጊዜ ሐዋርያት እንኳን ራሳቸውን የክርስቶስ ዲያቆናት ብለው ይቆጥሩ ነበር።
When we read in John chapter 20 the other day, Jesus said, if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, you have to become a diakono.
ለፎቀስ ዮሐንስ ምዕራፍ 20 አካባቢ ስንመለከት ከናንተ መካከል ታላቅ ይሆን የሚፈልግ ቢኖር የሁሉም አገልጋይ ይሁን ብሎ ዲያቆኖስ ዲያቆን የሚለውን ቃል ነው ስለ አገልጋይነት የተጠቀመበት።
Now the meaning of diakono is a servant.
ዲያቆኖ የሚለው ትርጓሜ ደግሞ አገልጋይ የሚል ትርጓሜ ይሰጣናል ማለት ነው።
The servant is the one who does the menial task.
እንግዲህ አንድ አገልጋይ የራሱን ድርሻ የሚወጣ ማለት ነው የተሰጠውን ስራ ማለት ነው።
He brings the food out and he sets it on the table.
አገልጋይ ስንል ምግብ የሚያመጣ ልክ እንደ አገልጋይ ማለት እንደ ዌይተር አይነት ነገር ማለት ነው። ምግብ የሚያመጣና የሚያስተናግድ እንደማለት ነው።
He cleans up the table when we finished eating.
ምግብ በሚያስተናግድ ጊዜ ምግብ ያመጣ ስንጨርስ ደግሞ ጠረጴዛውን ያጸዳል።
You have men here in Ethiopia that open the gate when you blow the horn of the taxi.
ያው እዚ ታክሲ መጥቶ እንትን ሲ መኪናው እዚ እንትን ሲያደርግ በር የሚከፍትላችሁ ሰው አለ በር የሚከፍት የሚያገለግል።
And they take care of the yard and they polish the car and
ያው መኪናችሁን የሚያጥብ የሚያጸዳ አካባቢውን ደግሞ ንጹህ የሚያደርግና የሚቆጥቁት የሚያለማ ሰው አለ።
I think this would be a diakono.
ይሄ ነው እንግዲህ የዲያቆናት ወይም አገልግሎት ብለን የምንጠራው ስያሜ።
There is only one place that the Latin word pastor was put into the New Testament.
ሌላው የላቲን ደግሞ ቃል በአዲስ ኪዳን ላይ የተጀመረው ፓስተር የሚለው ነው።
And that was in Ephesians, I believe it's chapter 4.
ያ በኤፌሶን ምዕራፍ 4 ላይ ለአንድ ጊዜ ተጽፎ የምናገኘው ቃል ማለት ነው።
They were five ministry gifts that God gave to the church.
ለቤተ ክርስቲያን እግዚአብሔር የሰጠው ስጦታ አምስት ስጦታ በዚያ ላይ ተጠቅሶ እናገኛለን።
shepherd ministry was one of the five. And the Greek word here is poimen. Okay. Now, we can spend a little time on this word here. One of the questions somebody brought written to me the other day was, well, what is the difference between pastor and shepherd?
ባለፈው ጊዜ አንድ ሰው በጽሁፍ ጥያቄ ወደ እኔ አቅርቦልኝ ነበር ምንድነው ልዩነቱ በፓስተርና በእረኛ መካከል ያለው ልዩነት ምንድነው ብሎ ጽፎ ሰጥቶ ነበር ጥያቄ
And many times we have talked to brethren and they said well I will change my title from pastor to shepherd but I will continue to do business the way I always have.
ብዙ ጊዜ ከሰዎች ጋራ በመነጋገርበት ወቅት ሰዎችም ወደኛ የሚያቀርቡት ጥያቄ በቃ እኔ ስልጣኔ ወይ ሲያሜ ከፓስተር ወደ እረኛ የሚለው እቀጥራለሁ ነገር ግን ተግባሬን ደግሞ ሌላውን ቢዝነስ ስራዬን ደግሞ እፈጽማለሁ ብለው ይናገራሉ።
But that will not change the problem of what is out of order in the church. The problem of what is out of order with pastor is that he is the head. In the church system, I have never seen where the man who holds the title pastor is not the head man of the whole church.
እንግዲህ እኔ በህይወት ዘመኔ ባየሁት በቤተክርስቲያን ዓለም ውስጥ ይሄ ፓስተር የሚለው ቃል የበላይነት ስልጣን ወይ ደግሞ ራስ የሚልና የሁሉ ቤተክርስቲያን ደግሞ ተቆጣጣሪና አስተዳዳሪ የሚል አይነት መልክ አልያዘም።
And so some of the pastors I have known said, "Well, I want to have a New Testament church." So I'm going to appoint deacons that will serve me.
And pastors who are going to meet us, and they have this plan with the Christian, and my master will be the one that will tell them. Because I want to get more, they have one that can be served in Tino Runda, and they are going to tell them. You know, I can't do.
And it doesn't matter what title these deacons are given. They call them assistant pastors, associate pastors, pastor of education, pastor of marriage, pastor of children, you know, they're still deacons for the man who is the head.
አገልግሎታቸው በሙሉ ያን የበላይ የሆነውን ፓስተር ማገልገል እንደሆነ ነው የሚያስቡት ማለት ነው።
When I first came down into the city where I live now, there was a man who was the pastor of the biggest church in the area.
እኔ ከተማዬን ለቅቄ አሁን ያለሁበት ከተማ ስኖር በዚያ ውስጥ ያለ አንድ ትልቅ መጋቢ የትልቅ ቤተክርስቲያን ፓስተር ነበር።
And he had 12 assistant pastors. The problem is the man fell into sin. So his church broke into 12 different pieces. Each one of these assistant pastors became a pastor of his own church.
የርሱ ቤተክርስቲያን እያንዳንዱ ፓስተሮች መጋቢዎች ሆኖ የተከፋፈለችው እሱ ኃጢአት ከመፈጸሙ የተነሳ ከሰው የነበሩት 12 ነበሩና በኃጢአቱ ምክንያት ቤተክርስቲያኑ ሲከፋፈል እያንዳንዱ ልክ እንደሱ የበላይ ፓስተሮች የመሆን እድል አገኙ ማለት ነው።
One of them became very successful and now he has the biggest church in the area.
በዚያ አካባቢ ላይ አንደኛው እጅግ በጣም ስኬታማ ሆነና በጣም ብዙ ማህበራዊ መናናዎችን ደግሞ ከስሩ ያዘ።
Okay, so the definition of these words is also a problem.
እንግዲህ ትርጓሜው ነው ችግሩ ያለው። የቃላቱን የመተርጎምና ያጠቃቀም ችግር ላይ ነው።
The definition of this Latin word means that he is a herdsman. herdsman. He keeps herds of cattle.
እንግዲህ የዚህ ትርጓሜው ዋነኛ ችግር እረኛ ማለት የበጎችን ሳይሆን የከብቶች ጠባቂ የሚለውን ነው የሚያሳየው ማለት ነው።
A herdsman has all kinds of cattle.
ከብቶችን የሚያግድ ሰው ምን ብዙ አይነት ከብቶች ነው ያሉት? ይሄ በጎች ሳይሆን የተለያየ አይነት አህዮች፣ ፈረሶች ሁሉ ጨምሮ እነሱን የሚጠብቅ እረኛ ማለት ነው።
It mainly refers to cows.
ብዙ ጊዜ ደግሞ የሚያመለክተን ላሞችን ነው ማለት ነው።
But it can include goats, sheep, donkeys, pigs.
ያው እኔ ቅድም እንዳልኳችሁ አሳማዎችንም ፍየሎችንም በጎችንም ሊያጠቃልል ይችላል ይሄ ጠባቂው ማለት ነው።
Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying?
እየገባችሁ ነው ወይ ያልኩ ያለሁት ነገር?
Now the word shepherd
እረኛ የሚለው ቃል ግን
only means sheep.
ማለት በቃ በግ ማለት ነው ራሱ።
The shepherd has only sheep that he keeps.
በቃ የሚጠብቃቸው ያሉት ነገር በጎች ብቻ ናቸው በቃ እረኛው ማለት ነው።
Now in the Old Testament, Jacob was not only a shepherd, but he was also a herdsman. He had other kind of he had camels and this type of thing as well.
ያይቆብን ባየን ጊዜ እረኛ ብቻ ሳይሆን በጎች ብቻ ሳይሆን ያሉት ብዙ ንብረቶችም ነበሩት። ካፍ ላሞችም አሳማዎችም ብዙ የተለያየ እንስሳቶች ነበሩት።
Now for the first 18 years of my life I was a farm boy.
በመጀመሪያው 18 አመት እድሜ ላይ የገበሬ ነበርኩ ነው በዚያን ጊዜ ማለት ነው። የገበሬ ልጅ ነበርኩ።
My father had dairy cows, milk cows.
ወተት የሚሰጡ አጥቢ ላሞች ነበሩ አባቴ።
We had many of them.
በጣም እጭ ብዙዎች ነበሩ እንደው እነሱ ያሉ ማለት ነው።
And I learned how to take care of cows.
ስለዚህ ላሞችን እንዴት አድርጎ መንከባከብና መያዝ እንዴት እንደሆነ ተማርኩ ከዚያ።
Amen. And you drive cows.
ስለዚህ ትነዷቸዋላችሁ ከብቶችን።
You make them go where you want them to go.
እናንተ ወደ የምትፈልጉት ቦታ ነው እነሱን የምትነዷቸው ማለት ነው።
You can get a stick and you can hit them.
ዱላ በእጃችሁ ይዛችሁ መታ መታ ልታደርጓቸው ትችላላችሁ።
You can put a rope on them.
አንገታቸው ላይ ገመድ ጎትታችሁ ወደ የፈለጋችሁ አቅጣጫ መውሰድ ትችላላችሁ።
If he's the bull, you can put a ring in his nose.
ይሄ ሁሉ ደግሞ ገና ልጅ የሆነ ጥጃ ደግሞ ከሆነ አፍንጫው ላይ ቀለበት አስራችሁ በዛ ነው የምትመሩት ማለት ነው።
And they are a little bit stubborn.
በጣም ትንሽ ተቃዋሚ ናቸው እነሱ በባህሪያቸው።
But you can make them do what you want them to do.
ምንም ያህል ደግሞ ጠንካራና አመፀኛ ቢሆኑ አፍንጫቸው ላይ ባደረጋችሁት ቀለበት መሰረት እናንተ የምትፈልጉትን ማድረግ እንዲችሉ ታደርጓቸዋላችሁ ማለት ነው።
And you can train them to behave the way you want them to behave.
እንግዲህ እናንተ ጠባያቸው እንዲሆንላችሁ በምትፈልጉት መንገድ ነው እናንተ የምታሰለጥኗቸው በዚያ መንገድ እነሱ።
One day after I was grown and had my own house,
ታደኩና የራሴ የሆነ ቤት ከሰራሁ በኋላ ግን
somebody gave me a little ewe lamb. A ewe lamb, a female lamb.
ላምሴ ሴት የሆነች ከብት አንድ ሰው ሰጠኝ ነው የሚሉት።
I thought, well, she eats grass like the cow, we'll just treat her like a cow.
Look, and faith and that be lamb number treatment.
Amen. But I found out that it didn't work. The sheep, the little female sheep ran away one day to find a boy sheep. And I found her at my neighbor. I took the rope that I would use on the cow.
ለላሞች የምትጠቀምበትን በትር አነሳው።
Put it around her neck.
ገመዱን አነሳውና አነኩ አንገቷን።
I said, no, I'll just take her home. I'll walk and we'll go home.
ከዛ በኋላ ይዤ ወደ ቤት እንድንሄድ እየጎተትኳት ተነሳው።
But she wouldn't go.
ነገር ግን አልሄደችልኝም። ወደኋላ ነው እንደው ያለችው
I said oh yes you will go
በይ ነዋችሁ ነው አንብየው በተጀመረ
She pulled back
እንደገና ወደኋላ
I pulled harder
በጣም በጉልበት ልጎትታት ፈለኩ
Finally she lay down
ተመጀረሻ ለጥ ብላ ተኛች ማለት ላይ
I'm pulled
ወጥቷ ከዛው ከያን ነቀጥ መጣው ማለት ነው
So oh I don't know how to deal with this sheep. Take the rope off. Come on now. Come with me. Now she walk with me. So you see the problem. The problem with church business today.
በቤተክርስቲያን ስራ እንግዲህ ምን አየው በዚህ ዘመን
is that pastors have to drive their people
ህዝቦቻቸው እየመሩ ነው ወይ ሰዎች የነዷቸው ነው ወይ
and God's order is that the leaders should walk before the sheep as an example
የእግዚአብሔር ስርዓትና ትእዛዝ ደግሞ እንደ በምሳሌነት እንዲመሩና ደግሞ እነሱን ተከታይ እንዲሆኗቸው ነው እንጂ እንዲነዷቸው አይደለም ማለት ነው
Now just so that you don't have to be a scholar to understand these Greek words here
እነዚህን poimen የሚሉት የግሪክ ቃላቶችን ለማወቅና ለመረዳት ምሁር መሆን አይጠበቅባቸውም
You don't have to know very much about Greek
ግሪክንም ደግሞ ጠልቆ የማወቅ እንትን አያስፈልጋቸውም
And I don't know very much about Greek. If I ever met a Greek man, I wouldn't have any idea what he's talking about.
ግሪካዊ የሆነ ሰው ነው አሁን ባገኝ ስለ ግሪክ ምንም የማውቀው ብዙ ነገር የለኝምና ላናግረውም አልችልም።
But I'm going to learn enough to understand what God meant to say in our Bible.
በመጽሐፍ ቅዱሳችን ግን እግዚአብሔር ምን ሊል እንደፈለገ ግን እማራለሁ።
So, poimen is shepherd.
Poimen means shepherd.
Poimniano is the flock of sheep.
Poimnion means shepherd.
Did I say poimnion? Yeah. Poimnion is the flock of sheep. And poimniano is the business of tending sheep.
እንደግሞ በጎችን መምራት ነው ፖይማኒዮ የሚለው የበጎችን የመምራት ስራ ነው ያሳያል
When Jesus said to Peter feed my sheep
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ጴጥሮስን በጎቼን መግብ ብሎ ሲናገረው
he said to Peter poimniano my poimnion
ይሄን ሁለቱን ነው የሚለው በጎቼን መግብ የሚል አመለካከት አለ ማለት ነው
And so he was telling Peter the apostle
ሐዋርያውን እንግዲህ ጴጥሮስ ነው በዚህ እየተናገረ ያለው ሐዋርያውን ጴጥሮስ
that he had the responsibility of being a poimen a shepherd
እንግዲህ እረኛ የመሆን ኃላፊነት አለው ማለት ነው shepherd የሚለውን ስለዚህ ፍልናይ
Okay now let's look at some things that Peter wrote to the church
እስቲ ጴጥሮስ ለቤተክርስቲያን ደግሞ የጻፈላትን እንመልከት
In the 5th chapter
በአምስተኛው ምዕራፍ ላይ አንደኛ ጴጥሮስ
of 1st Peter
አንደኛ ጴጥሮስ ምዕራፍ 5
Oh there's one more word I forgot to mention here
አንድ የረሳው ቃል አለ በዚህ በመጨረሻው ላይ
the Greek word presbyteros
የግሪክ ቋንቋ presbyteros የሚለው ግሪክ ቃል
And the English definition, of course, is elder.
በእንግሊዘኛ ሽማግሌ የሚል ትርጓሜ ነው ይዟል.
And elder means older ones.
ሽማግሌ የሚለው በእድሜ የገፋን ሰው ያመለክታል ማለት ነው.
So some of the pastors I have known,
የማውቃቸው ብዙ ፓስተሮች,
instead of appointing deacons, they appointed elders.
ዲያቆናትን ከመሾም ይልቅ ሽማግሌዎችን ይሾማሉ
And it functions the same way
በተመሳሳይ ሁኔታ ነው ስራው የሚሰራው ማለት ነው
So the pastor in that situation he could be the boss
በዚያ ሁኔታ ውስጥ እንግዲህ ፓስተሩ የበላይ አለቃ ይሆናል ማለት ነው
And the elders do not really function as men of equal
ልክ በእኩል ደረጃ ደግሞ ሽማግሌዎቹ ሊሰሩ አይችሉ ማለት ነው።
But in God's order, the elders, there's plural elders in the local church. These men are equal. Amen. It doesn't mean that one will not have a different gift than another. Sometimes one elder is a little stronger than some of the others. Sometimes one elder is more apt to have the gift of teaching the word. But all the elders are watchmen. They're all watching over the flock. By the way, I should mention in passing here that the word elder is a gender word, and it means men who are older. So the responsibility of leadership and oversight of the church is given to men. But Paul said that the elder should be the husband of one wife. So even as Adam was incomplete without Eve,
እግዚአብሔር ነው አዳም ያለ ሔዋን ምንም አይነት ፍጹምነት ባይኖረውም
the elder is incomplete in his leadership and his ministry without his wife.
ያለ ሚስቱም ደግሞ ሽማግሌ መሪ ውጤታማ ሊሆን አይችልም ማለት ነው።
So they are one.
ስለዚህ አንድ ናቸው።
Amen.
Amen.
She is not his servant.
እሷ የእሱ አገልጋይ አይደለችም።
She is equal to him before God, but she has a different job. Amen. I should have mentioned also that there's one other word, I didn't put it up here. It is the Greek word doulos. Let me think how to spell doulos here. D-U-L-O-S, I think it is.
D-U-L-O-S, Yamil, doulos, Yamil.
Doulos. Anyway, if you want to find where the word doulos is used in the epistles, okay, I'll give you two places. Matthew chapter 20, where Jesus said, if you want to be great, you be the diakono. But if you really want to be the chief, if you want to be the chief, you will be the doulos.
ዱሎስ መሆን አለባችሁ ወይ ደሞ የብዝክ ያለ አገልጋይ መሆን አለባችሁ ማለት ትርጓሜ ይሰጣል።
And the doulos is a slave.
ያ ዱሎስ የምንለው ደግሞ ባሪያ የሚለውን ቃል ይሰጣል ማለት
ነው። I haven't seen any slaves here in Ethiopia.
ኢትዮጵያ ማለትኛውንም ባሪያ ነው አላየሁም።
But a slave is owned by another man.
ያ ባሪያ በሌላ ሰው በባለቤትነት የሚገዛው የሚተዳደረው ማለት ነው።
A slave has no rights whatsoever. If you want another place where the word is used in the New Testament, in the book of Philippians, the first chapter, the first verse, it says, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, the slaves of Jesus Christ. So, Paul, I might say, well, he was the greatest apostle.
But I'm the greatest apostle.
He should have been at the top of the pyramid. But Paul's attitude was, no, I am only the slave. And who is the master of the slave? Jesus Christ. So, you see, the more of your soul, the more of your life that you give to Jesus Christ, you go from servant to slave. But in God's kingdom, you come higher. But other men do not recognize you with higher titles. And you don't have offices.
Amen.
So he says here, slaves of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are in Philippi,
የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ባሪያዎች የሆኑ ጳውሎስ እና ጢሞቴዎስ በፊልጵስዩስ ለሚኖሩ
Now read it in English with the bishops and the deacons.
ከኤጲስቆጶሳትና ከዲያቆናት ጋር የሚል እንግሊዘኛ ላይ እና ለዚህ አማርኛው ላይ እንዳለው ማለት ነው።
Now in our way of understanding, how could one little city have all these bishops?
አንዲት ጥቂት የምትሆን ከተማ
What he's really saying is to the overseers and the servants. I can't imagine why they would put that word bishops in here. Alright, now back to 1 Peter. And we'll see what Peter is writing to the church here. Peter says, "The elders which are among you I exhort." Does your Bible say elders?
Yes.
Okay. You understand that as elders. He doesn't say pastors or anything like that. Okay. The elders, the presbyteros who are among you, I exhort. So Peter is writing to the men in the church who are mature men.
በጣም ብስለት ያለው በቤተክርስቲያን ውስጥ ላለ አንድ ሰው ነው እየጻፈ ያለው ጴጥሮስ
Men who are walking uprightly before God.
እግዚአብሔር ፊት በእውነተኝነት የሚራመድ ሰው በጽድቅ መንገድ የሚራመድ ሰው
Men who have a wife and children.
ልጆችና ሚስት ያሉት ሰው
Men who their house is in order.
ቤቱን ደግሞ በስነ ስርዓት እየመራ ያለ ሰው
And they have met the qualifications of what an elder should be.
ሽማግሌ ሊሆን የሚገባውን ደግሞ
You remember what he said, an elder should not be greedy, he's not given to drinking, he's not a fighter and a quarreler. Amen. These are characteristics of a elder in the church. And then Peter says, I am also an elder. So you see, the apostles are calling themselves all of these things. The apostle is a servant. The apostle is a slave. The apostle is an elder. Amen. He's all of these things. He's the shepherd as well. Peter was told, shepherd my sheep.
Amen.
So these are not titles and these are not offices. These are descriptions of the job and the responsibility that Jesus has given them. All right, and then Peter says, and he's also a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Do you hear what Peter believes? He believes the same thing that Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8. Where Paul is talking about the sons of God becoming manifest at some time. And the glory that shall be manifest in us. Do you see that? The glory of God is going to be manifest in His sons. Isn't that much better than having a title? Isn't it much better to be recognized by Jesus than by men? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, he goes on, he's talking to the elders now, remember. He says, feed the flock of God. Poimniano, the poimnion of God.
Poimniano, the poimnion of God. Mino, the gochin, merkabu, the mino, manas
nabaziga. So, if you are to poimniano, the poimnion of God, then you must be a poimen. It takes a shepherd to shepherd the sheep. So this is what Peter is saying to the elders of the church. Okay? Which are among you, taking the oversight thereof. Taking the episcopus thereof.
Episcopus yemilaun, yemilai tapaki, oversimilaun, malaznon.
Now, if the translator were consistent with these words, Peter would have said, taking the bishopric thereof. If the translators were consistent throughout the King James Bible, if they had done everything the same way in their translation all the way through, they would have put the word bishop here, which of course would have been the wrong word. But this is the correct word in the English. Taking the oversight. Is that in your Bible too? Oversight. Is that the word you have? Oversight.
Verse 2.
Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight. It is oversight.
But not by force.
Okay, but before the word by force, is that the word oversight? The overseer.
We have in verse 3.
Verse 2. I'm talking about verse 2, where he says to feed the flock which is among you and take the oversight. Is that word oversight translate into English as the right meaning? In 1 Peter. Okay.
Is not like overseeing, but rule willingly, not by force.
Okay, and that'll. All right, taking the rule.
By at will, not by force.
Okay, and then we go on where. Where Peter then says, not by constraint, which is not by force, but willingly, and not for filthy lucre, which is money. Don't do it for money. In other words, you don't have a prosperity motive, you don't have a profit motive. And we know that Paul did not have a money motive in his ministry, did he? The people, I believe, offered to help Paul with their finances. But Paul said, no, I can make tents. I will not be a burden to you. I am a good tent maker. And I will support myself. For many years, I worked in a job in the hospital. I was a hospital administrator. One day the Lord began to bring my job to an end. And I wanted to go and find another hospital. And the Lord made it very clear to me I was not to go to another city to find employment. A few days later, actually I started to work as a consultant. Self-employed. A few days later, the Lord spoke to me in my car again. And he said, I have commanded a widow to sustain you. I didn't like it at all. I said, no, Lord. Please, I can make a good income on my own. Lord, widows are in terrible shape. How can a widow give me anything? Do you know what the Lord said? He was silent. In other words, I said what I meant, and that's the way it's going to be for you, son. Amen. All right, so Peter says that we're not motivated by money, but of a ready mind. Verse 3, neither as being lords over God's heritage, neither as being lords. Oh, that's another word. Amen. Kakratio, if you want to write it down. It means to lord, to control, to subjugate, to exercise dominion over, or to overcome.
በኃይል መግዛት የሚለውን በበላይ መቆጣጠር የምጭቆና ምናምን ነገር ነው ሳቻ ያለው የሚያሳየው ማለት ነው።
In other words, he is saying to the elders,
ለረኞቹ ያላፍቻለሁ በእያካል
you are not to control the sheep,
መንጋውን ተቆጣጣሪ መሆን የለባችሁም.
You are not to bring them under you, to subjugate them to you. You are not to exercise dominion over them. And you are not to overcome them. I'm giving you the meaning of words. Because we have to understand what God is saying. When I came down to the city, I don't know, 25 years ago, and I associated with other young pastors, one of the brethren came over to me, and he said, Brother Mark, you've got to learn to rule over the sheep. You've got to be strong over them. Well, I just smiled, but I didn't know this word here. But something in me was reluctant to rule over God's sheep. I was a hospital administrator. I didn't mind ruling over my employees. Hire them, fire them, discipline them. But I didn't feel right about doing this in the church. Something in me was saying, no, not here. Okay. So Peter says, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, now this is also the word, it's archpoimen, archpoimen. So you see there's only one archpoimen. The archpoimen, the chief shepherd, is Jesus Christ. Amen. Every one of us as a shepherd, we have only one boss, the chief shepherd. Okay, when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Let me go to are we running out of time? Okay. We'll go to Acts chapter 20 later. Can we do that later?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.